On May 20th, 1983, 16 people were killed and more than 130 injured by a car bomb explosion in Pretoria, South Africa. Apartheid was a truly inhumane system, but was it okay to kill innocent people to oppose it? Pretoria, South Africa. For many of my readers, the political and racist system known as apartheid may seem like ancient history. After all, today's South Africa, where apartheid was enforced for nearly half a century, is a very different country today, albeit with a very high violence rate. While the apartheid system was still dominant, there were a number of actors who protested the inherent inequality and viciousness of this type of governance, some of whom were jailed, the most famous being Nelson Mandela, perhaps, or even killed. Steve Biko died in police custody in 1977. This was gruesomely portrayed in the 1987 film Cry Freedom. When decent people are faced with a government such as that which ruled South Africa, it is a legitimate question to ask what kind of opposition is acceptable. Certainly, civil disobedience is, for example, strikes, lockouts, those types of things. Smaller displays of non-compliance would also be okay to most of us. Sanctions proved to be a favorite tool of foreign governments, as did the shunning of South Africa within international organizations. The Commonwealth is a good example. But what about violence? Is it legitimate to meet the brutal acts of a brutal state with more brutality? Does the biblical Old Testament's eye for an eye rule apply, or the New Testament's turn the other cheek? What about terrorism? In 1961, the opposition African National Congress, or ANC, set up the Umkhonto we Sizwe, Spear of the Nation. More precisely, the MK, as it was better known, saw the light of day on December 16th, 123 years after Afrikaners had defeated the Zulus at the Battle of Blood River. Initially, the MK was instructed to undertake acts of sabotage in which no one got killed or injured. This was the change. On this day in 1983, 16 people were killed and more than 130 people injured in a car bomb explosion in South Africa's capital city of Pretoria. The ANC, and more narrowly the MK, was blamed for the attack. The bomb had been placed in a blue Alfa Romeo car outside a multi-story building which housed the headquarters of the South African Air Force. One could argue that the evil apartheid regime killed many, many more people, and that is undoubtedly true. One could also call the MK freedom fighters rather than terrorists. Do we really want to go there? Terrorism is terrorism, at least in my books. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.